Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Josh Daniels and we're going to talk mostly about music. Good morning to you, Josh.
Morning, LaVon.
Josh, you are going to be in Atlantic at Produce in the Park this coming Thursday, and I thought maybe people would like to get a little acquainted with you before they come to hear you sing and play your guitar. You do play guitar, right?
Kind of.
Well, the most important part, I think, with you, Josh, is your voice. And it's a pretty magnificent voice from some of the CDs that I've heard. So, Josh, I want to talk a little bit about, you know, how did you get started in music? When did you get started? How did all of that begin?
Well, my entire family is pretty musical, but I actually was going to be a music teacher. And, once I got into the education part, I realized that, you know, I'd rather be a performer. So I actually became a trained opera singer.
Oh.
And, but, you know, I grew up on country and a little bit of Glenn Miller music. So whenever I got done with college and came home, I realized, you know, I think I'd rather do country for the rest of my life. And so a few years ago, I started doing stuff, and Paul Fay and a few other guys kind of have been running me around, helping me out.
Yes. And Paul Fay will be with you on Thursday night. And where do you live, Josh?
I live in Grant City.
Yeah, Missouri. Yeah, so you're making a little bit of trip to come to Atlantic and entertain folks. And I'll mention, while they enjoy all fresh produce and free ice cream. You know, it's a special night. Free ice cream and Josh Daniels. I mean, how much better can that be?
Sounds pretty fun to me.
You bet. So, Josh, you mentioned you started out in opera. Who got you into that? I mean, because most high school kids are not into opera.
Well, I think a lot of it was my music teacher down here, Jim Spires. He kind of took a more operatic approach to teaching kids. You know, all the classical stuff is very important to know if you really want to understand what's going on in music, because that's kind of where it started. So,
and he heard potential in your voice, so just sort of said, okay, Josh, this is where you ought to be going. And do you have a favorite opera? Do you still kind of listen to that and say, yeah, that's still, you mentioned, an important part of musical background?
You know, my favorite opera, I would have to say, is Die Zauberflöte. Or the magic flute, and it's a little crazy-ish. It's got some mythological components to it, but I mean, really. And then of course, there's always the classics like the Barber of Seville and things like that.
So, did you have to learn any foreign languages, or at least learn the songs in a foreign language?
Oh yeah, you have to at least learn how to read these languages, and you do have to do some translating and kind of get a feel good enough to where you can kind of tell what's going on in the song without having to translate the whole thing word for word.
So that just gives you a really broad background, Josh. Maybe an unusual background for country music, but maybe not. I'm not sure.
Yeah, so. Well, you know, they opera actually started out kind of as a folk. Well, back in those times, the good musicians only worked for nobility. There was really no public music. And so people kind of got a feeling for that, and folk music was actually very similar to opera, just wasn't the big, expensive productions like they were in the nobles' courts.
Well,
so, and it all kind of evolved over, I think, about 400 some odd years.
Well, the thing is, too, music tells a story, and whether it's in German or French or whatever language, those operas are telling a story, and you tell a story in country music.
Oh, yeah, and I think that's probably where it makes sense for me to want to do something like country, because it does tell a story. I mean, what's the fun of music without telling a story? If it's just a bunch of words jumbled together, that kind of defeats the purpose for me.
So do you?
I mean, even instrumental pieces, you can tell there's a story behind it.
Uh-huh. And do you write music?
I do. I've written a few songs, but I am not much of a writer. That has never been my forte.
Well,
it's probably the worst part of theory class for me.
Yes. Oh, okay. But there's still that skill in selecting somebody else's writing that fits you. And I think that's really important in terms of being successful, is picking the right music and those writers that do the music and the words to fit you.
Right, because some people like to just do songs they like, and well, sometimes the song that you like isn't necessarily one that'll fit you, your voice very well.
Uh-huh.
So it's kind of sad whenever you do a song and it's one you love and it doesn't turn out quite like you thought it would, but, you know, that's kind of the whole process.
Uh-huh. So do you have a favorite artist or two that you sort of be mentors, whether they're in person or just on digital or whatever? Are there some that you really say, okay, this is who I can learn from?
Well, now, as far as country music, I would have to say Conway Twitty by far. We've got similarly ranged voices and things, and I mean, his style's kind of some of his songs are kind of a mix of a little bit of everything, style-wise. But all of them have that good country root. And George Jones is kind of another big one for me. How can you not like George Jones? He sang just about, to me, it's almost like he sang about my life before I was ever even born.
Interesting.
That's something else that I love about country music is it's relatable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you listen to it very much at all, there is something we can relate to somewhere. Maybe we've never been in jail or maybe never been on a train, whatever the song is, but there's always that emotion and relationship with people.
Right. And well, sometimes, you know, you can relate to a song without having actually experienced it.
Mm-hmm.
Like you mentioned, jail. You don't have to have been in like an actual like state prison to ever feel like you're in prison.
Good point, Josh. Good point.
It's all about listening and trying to relate.
And trying to relate, exactly. So, as we mentioned, you are going to be in Atlantic in the City Park this coming Thursday, 4:30 to 6:30. Entertaining along with Paul Fay is coming along with you. And will you have some CDs for sale?
Sure do. I've got, I'm hoping to get some more copies of my gospel album before next week. Or I guess not next week.
But this coming Thursday. Uh-huh. That's okay, Josh.
I am so lost.
All we want you to be sure is that you're in Atlantic on Thursday the 9th.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
And so how many CDs have you made?
I've actually got four.
All right.
I think that's what I've got.
Okay.
But a couple of them are part of what I call my grassroots country series, which kind of brings back some of the old hits and I kind of redo them for the newer generations, kind of help everybody remember where we came from.
Okay. And then you mentioned a gospel one. I think that appeals to a lot of people. So, and I'm sure you'll be singing some songs from all of those CDs, kind of picking out. And I guess if somebody had a request, would you try to fill that?
If I know the song,
yeah.
I sure will.
Yeah,
that
okay.
That just makes it easier for me because then I don't have to think about it.
Okay, you bet. So, again, we want to invite folks to come and meet you, Josh, and listen to your music, enjoy it, along with all of the other activities at Produce in the Park in Atlantic City Park this coming Thursday the 9th at 4:30 to 6:30. We want to thank you in advance for coming to Atlantic and looking forward to seeing you and hearing you, Josh.
So, well, thank you. I'm excited.
Okay, great. Until next time, here's a thought. Words make you think a thought. Music makes you feel a feeling. A song makes you feel a thought.